What's poppin'?
BK from Florida Georgia Line on the phone. First, congratulations on 16 number one songs. It looks like we're looking at number 17 in a minute. Knock on something. I love my country. Woo! Congratulations.
Fingers crossed, man. Thank you, brother. That is just crazy hearing you say that out loud, and we're just super humbled and sending up some last-minute prayers. Hopefully get this number one.
I think you will. It's the jam of the summer. And I heard you guys almost passed on the song. Is that true?
I don't know if we've told this full true story, but that is true. We thought Low Cash, actually, we pitched it to Low Cash when we were in Australia, and they said they were going to record it, and they never did, and then we checked back in with them and said, hey, did you guys ever record I Love My Country? And they go, no, and then we said, all right, well, we are.
So you took it back? Man, they could have had two of the biggest songs of the summer, one big country song and I Love My Country. That's crazy.
I know. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, and this one has you guys all over it. And the music video, too. The fact that you pulled off a good music video during the pandemic is awesome.
Well, we had a lot of help from our fans, I'll tell you what. They're the stars of that show, and that was fun, man. We had a good time piecing that together, and that was an idea that came to us pretty quick. We said, hey, the times are weird and uncertain, and you know, everybody's at home on their phone trying to figure out what the heck is next. Let's get everybody involved and let's get creative together. And it was cool, man. It's cool to connect and watch everybody get so jacked up and show how they like to get down.
Oh, my God. It was just country folk doing country folk things. It reminds me of every trip I've gone to South Carolina to see my family where you have so much fun and you fear death like 9 times.
Exactly.
It's good stuff. You got your birthday coming up this Wednesday, so if you could have anything at all for your birthday, like anything in the world, what would you want?
I told my wife I wanted, we have a guy down here that used to run a restaurant. Now he runs a different one, but on the side, he used to, a couple years ago, come to the house and cook this amazing homemade hibachi with, like, homemade yum-yum sauce and, like, amazing sushi. So I said, hey, if James could come do his thing on my birthday, I would probably be the most happy camper. So fingers crossed that I'm getting hibachi with yum-yum sauce.
God, I hope she pulls that off. That sounds delicious. How's Tyler doing? I saw that he took that fall on the dirt bike. He looked really bummed out on that Instagram video. So how's he doing physically and mentally?
Man, he's doing good. He actually gets in surgery tomorrow. And I actually saw him the day after it happened. He was singing vocals in the studio, sitting on a dang stool, just crushing it. So
work never ends.
Man, his spirits were good. You know, he's tough. And I think we're all super thankful and grateful that it obviously wasn't anything worse. And,
no doubt.
You know, in a weird way, I guess it's a good year for something like that to happen because we're not touring. But
right.
I know we'd much rather be touring. So, you know, praying up for him tomorrow while he's in surgery. And I'll be sending him some funny videos or something, making him laugh.
Good. All right, now let's do some quarantine quick quips. This is just going to be little questions about what you've been doing during the quarantine times, all right?
Yeah.
Have you gone 24 hours without changing your pajamas?
No.
All right. Most shameful thing that you've binge-watched?
Huh. I don't think I got anything shameful. I know that Yellowstone, me and my wife might have lived under a rock there for a minute, but we are on it, and Yellowstone is amazing. Holy smokes.
So good. What did you do with the gigantic red snapper you caught that was on Instagram, and was it delicious?
Dude, it was the best snapper I've ever had. We ate as much as we could, and we gave away a ton of it, too.
That thing was massive, man. I was so jealous.
Man, that was an afternoon. I mean, we were literally gone for two and a half hours, not long at all, and it just went off. Our captain said he had been saving a secret location for us for like a long time, so
it paid off.
Timing just lined up perfectly, man.
And then, do you find it disturbing that I play your beer 30 drinking game with my 10-year-old?
Yes.
She does the juicy juice. I don't.
I'm kidding. That's hilarious. I love a good juicy juice, man. I'd do that with you, too.
I will hold you to that. All right, anything you want to say to Boston? We were supposed to get you, or actually we will, August 27th, 28th of 2021 with Kenny Chesney. But you want to say anything to Boston?
Man, we just want to say we love Boston. What a beautiful place. Such loyal fans, and y'all have helped build our career, no doubt about it. Every time we've come to Boston and keep coming back, y'all are just stronger and more passionate than ever. And just thank y'all for supporting us over the years. And again, we can't wait to get back and throw the biggest party we ever have. I know we're all pent up and this has been a weird year, but y'all stay positive and we can't wait to see you. Or we really can't. It's going to be extra sweet.
All right, BK from Florida Georgia Line. Let's get I Love My Country to number one, and thank you for your time, man.
Let's go. Let's get it. Hey, anytime, man. Holler at me if you need anything.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.